Welcome to the special simulcast, the Neil Haley Show and Author's Corner. I'm excited first to welcome my co-host, Frank Fiore. Frank, how are you? FrankFiore.com. I know you're excited about our guest, and you're more knowledgeable about Carl Jung than I am, right, Frank?
Well, I'm knowledgeable to the extent that he was all the rage in the 60s and the 70s, you know, because he came up with it with the antithesis of the standard psychiatrist of the time, and he came up with different ideas. So I'd like to ask her.
Let's introduce her first. Velva Lee Harity. Oh. Velva, you're the author of which book? Show our listeners and viewers this.
It was published in 07, and it's still in print. I'm sorry, 2013. It's still in print. I'm still selling it. It's still on Amazon. It's called The Dream Belongs to the Dreamer.
Okay.
And it's my professional legacy, but it's turned into more than that. I didn't write it for money. I wrote it to leave a legacy. And the next thing you know, other things happened. So
we appreciate you coming by.
That's
great.
Synchronicity for you.
Yes. Go ahead, Frank, with your first question for Velva.
Yeah. What did Jung came in with his concept of synchronicity? How was that different, or his philosophy was different from the standard one at the time?
Well, there wasn't a standard one at the time because he created the term. Synchronicity is a Jungian term,
right.
So there's nothing to compare it to. But he created it because he, in his vast experience, which is incredible. I'm surprised there weren't 10 of them for the life he led. But he came up with something that explained why two things can occur and create meanings that wasn't intended. Mm. So, for example, you buy a red convertible. The next thing you notice every red convertible on the road. That's a form of synchronicity because it's coming to your awareness. It's in your conscious, and synchronicity, a lot of it is about consciousness. It happens a lot, but people don't pay attention to it. But I've got a story today that'll knock your socks off. I do.
All right. Well, we're going to definitely get to it for the short period of time that we have you on the show, but I definitely going to have you back because I'm really intrigued by the brain. And let's talk. And I know you're really definitely intrigued by the brain. Our subconscious keeps us from being in the conscious enough. Yes?
Our unconscious, not our subconscious.
Hmm.
He has six levels because he was picky, you know, he was very definitive and nuanced. But we have our conscious, our subconscious, and then we have our unconscious. And the unconscious is the one that runs the show. Always.
Hmm. That's different. I've not heard that
before. It's Jungian, but it's Jung is of Freud is kind of passé. The problem with Freud is, you know, is he stopped at the Oedipal. So Jung started to say, hey, what about old age? What about the 20s? What about everybody else? Is what he began to question. And just like the son leaves the father, you know, Freud sort of adopted Jung. They were the only two, imagine being the only two people in the world that spoke the same language. So that's very seductive. But Freud was very hard-lined about this, his theory being sexually driven, what we call the drive theory. But Jung kept saying, what about everything else? And eventually that question got to be like picking a scab, you know? So their relationship ended after 13 years.
Wow. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah. These are different ways that I think I've been taught more involving the brain and knowing there's these different levels. Go ahead, Frank, with your next question.
Can you give us another example of synchronicity?
I'm going to give you a beautiful one. It's why I wanted to be on the show today. You know, LinkedIn, right? Everybody knows LinkedIn, right? I go on LinkedIn maybe twice a year. And on March 7th, the afternoon of March 7th, I went on LinkedIn. I was on for exactly 2 minutes. A person, a total stranger to me, named James Kernan, comes on and says, I'm looking for somebody to author a book. 3 seconds later, I'm saying, I can do that. The day later, we're on Zoom.
Wow.
3 days later, I've got the contract to author the book. I'm sorry, to edit the book. Mm-hmm. But it got better. I am now in his, he's many things, but he's a coach, advisor, and mentor. He runs the Million Dollar Guys. He's got his own Million Dollar Group. But he's such a humanist, and he's so into the idea of work being more meaningful to a man, you know. And he coaches and gets these guys. They're all small business owners. And, you know, we all know how much help every small business owner needs. Anyway, we got to talking, and the next thing you know, I'm invited to present at his conference in Clearwater.
Wow.
I'm considered he's given me a great deal of credibility, and because there's a synchronicity there. It started with us being in the same place at the same time. It started with he needing something, and I was able to supply that. Then it grew from there, but it's all been synchronistic. If I had never gone on LinkedIn in those 3 minutes, this would have never happened. Now that's called personal synchronicity. But it's a good example of something happening. Another one is you think of somebody. This has all happened to all of us. We think of somebody. The next thing you know, they've called.
Oh, that happens to me all the time. And literally one person I messaged, I was thinking of you. The celebrity said, I was just thinking of you. I'm like, it was 6 months ago I messaged you. What the heck's going on here? I just decided to message you, and you just thought of me at the same time I messaged them?
That's synchronicity. It's meaningful. It's meaningful to both of you. It creates there's another element of Jung that I think Frank would like. It's called the transcendent function. This is important. We all have it, but nobody knows about these things because there's not a lot of education out there about Jung. I can tell you why in another story, but the bottom line is there's something called the transcendent function. In lay terms, you would say the light bulb moment. But what the transcendent function is really when your feelings and your ideas meet. That's why it's called a light bulb. Now, I want you to all believe me when I tell you this. I've had my clients go to bed with an intention. They want something, or they need to know something. And I say, just ask yourself to have a dream. I dream about this. Give me an answer. I need to know. And David Bowie did this. There's a lot of creatives out there that do this. And they suddenly have a dream, and the answer's there. You wake up, they say, I got it. Thomas Edison did that. So did, there's another famous inventor Eli Whitney. That's how the cotton gin came into being.
So this is another young fact that he taught.
Well, he laid the principles out, and he laid the guidelines and the theories. I've got like 30 presentations on Jung and everything that he does, but it's up to the individual. How are you going to apply this? If somebody always says, I had this dream, and they write this dream down, and I said, well, what do you think it means? I never tell anybody what a dream means anymore, because it's not my dream. And that's why I called my book, The Dream Belongs to the Dreamer. there's a method in this book. I'm not selling the book. I don't make any money on the book. You know, it's a, you know how publishing is. But there's a method in there called subjective symbol immersion. And you take, you have a dream and somebody says, I don't know what it means. What does it mean? What does it mean? Well, there's three guidelines. You don't literalize it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you look at it objectively.
Mm-hmm. How do you work that into your book? Let's talk about your book.
That's the core of my book. That's the, I titled it The Dream Belongs to the Dreamer. But the whole book is about, its case histories are in there, which are real good reads. It's got a lot of material in there, but understanding the challenge, the three guiding principles, it starts out with just laying the groundwork for trusting your dream to give you what you already know. Wow. And this is what's so interesting about it. I lay all the foundation, but the heart of the dream is the subjective symbol immersion method. You have a dream, and I'll say, well, what's the primary symbol? It's in my book, but it's a good example. Another therapist sent me her client who's having a repetitive dream. Those can drive you crazy.
I've seen those, and I don't get a dream anymore of me being in the ring because I'm coming back in the ring. So it's very interesting to interpret those rings, and then you guide them based on taking a quantum leap and doing something. I just said, oh, I'm just going to do this because I was dreaming of it. And there, and then once you're over something, you might be dreaming about the same thing over and over again. And then when it looks like when you fix that situation,
the dream disappears. The dream disappears.
You know, so I do self hypnosis every night in a law of attraction room on Clubhouse where they read a specific book with self hypnosis music. And when I play that, I don't dream as much, but I do dream, but they're more positive dreams. And sometimes I get deeper into those dreams through this when I'm in theta, when I'm sleeping at night. And it's interesting because if I'm not, like I took a CBD one time and I had the most vivid dreams in the world and they're crazy. And then you wake up and you're like, what the heck? So it's a very interesting conversation. People can learn more about you, Velva. Where can they go? I wish we had more time.
Thanks. The easiest one for people to remember is my alter ego, Dream Mama. It's spelled DREAMMOMMA at gmail.com.
All right.
I don't have a website. I don't need one. I don't want one. But word of mouth has carried the day for me. So
That's good. All right. Well, you would be a very fascinating podcast at one point, but I enjoyed you being a guest. So thanks for stopping by.
Glad to have you. Thanks.
All right. That was a special summer guest on the Neil Haley Show and Author's Corner, guys. Take